is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. He is the host of Politics and Policy, as well as Goodfellas, conversation with his colleagues about California, the United States, the globe. Right now, we're focusing on California and one particular item that I'd almost forgotten about, except for Bill's column reminded me where it is, high-speed rail. Bill, a very good evening to you. The high-speed rail, I recall, has a portion of it built to the California State Prison. That's all I remember. Where is that project? Because it was Jerry Brown's, and now it's Gavin Newsom's. Is it going forward? Good evening to you, Bill.
Good evening, John. Well, actually, that's corrected. Actually, it began with Arnold Schwarzenegger, John, in a ballot measure Proposition 1A that promised a train by roughly about 2020 or so at a cost of about $40 billion. And that measure passed in 2008 was a $10 billion bond, a down payment on it. Well, in that time, John, there's no New York, there's no Los Angeles to San Francisco train. There is a very small demonstration project that runs through a portion of the Central Valley. The train is estimated to cost maybe $130, $140 billion, and the money is not there to complete it. So it is kind of the proverbial train to nowhere, John, in terms of where it goes, but also how it's going to finish.
Where was the money supposed to come from? $140 billion sounds a little steep, even for California.
Yeah, well, California can only put in so much, so it does it through bonds. The idea, John, is going to come through two forms. One would be investors would want to flock in, but primarily the federal government would want to chip in and do this. And here's the problem, John. In case you haven't noticed, we just had an election. There's a new regime coming into Washington. And you know what, John? It's not exactly a California-friendly regime. So one thing you have to look at as a storyline in 2025 is the Trump administration going to pull the plug on the federal government's involvement in California high-speed rail. As the magic eight ball would say, John, signs look very likely.
As I recall, Bill, we recently discussed Trump proofing. Now, in Trump proofing, did they leave a window around back for the high speed rail to get into, or did they sacrifice it? Do they just give up on it?
You can't Trump-proof high-speed rail because this is federal money, John, and the federal government giveth and the federal government can taketh. And so the idea is you have laid out X, Y, Z amount of money for the next 10 years. Well, you can pass a bill and simply undo this, and that's what they're looking at. It falls under several crosshairs in Washington, John. One is a Republican Congress, one congressman in particular, Kevin Kiley, who's a former state lawmaker, I should add. So he is very keenly aware of Sacramento and Follies. And so he has already introduced a bill which should undo federal commitment to high-speed rail in California. But secondly, John, it has incurred the wrath of both Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, the co-chairs of the federal DOGE effort as well. And, you know, as we look at DOGE, John, DOGE fascinates me because it's a long-term project. The report's not due, I think, until the 4th of July, 2026. But you will see constant DOGE stories throughout 2025 picking off little pieces of low-hanging fruit. And to me, California high-speed rail is not the lowest of the low-hanging fruit.
There is news from California about the election Bill points to, and the news is not definitive, but it's indicative. The news is something called the redshift. What is that, Bill?
The redshift, John, is the idea of Republicans making inroads into one community in particular, and that is Hispanic voters. Nationwide, I think Donald Trump got about 48% of the Hispanic male vote. This was big news because we were told as recently as 8 years ago when Trump first ran that Hispanics were off limits to Trump, that he would never get their votes because of his talk about the border. But just the opposite, the combination of frustration with the border, the economy, I think a lot of woke politics, and Hispanic voters are coming along. Now, I put this out in the column because a lot of the talk about the inroads have been with regarding Texas, in particular, John, the border communities of Texas, border counties that haven't gone Republican since, gosh, we're going back to the heady days of William McKinley, but they flipped. But you saw similar inroads made in California. Now, let me point out something very important here. It's not changing what happens at the top of the ticket in California. Kamala Harris didn't put much, if any, money into California. She still won by 20 points. Adam Schiff breezed to election in the Senate. But you saw this way down ticket, John, in particular in legislative races where Republicans flipped a couple of seats in part because they picked up Latino votes. This is a big deal moving forward in California, John, because if there's going to be such a thing as a turnaround in Republicans' fortunes down here, it's going to have to start way down ticket in legislative races and build its way up.
You mentioned Prop 36 and Proposition 30. Yeah, mentioned 36. Mm-hmm. Was that in any way determinative of the redshift, or is it independent of that?
It's determinative of the redshift in terms of voters looking at that issue and going conservative, but that ties into kind of a separate issue here, in that if you really do want to battle the progressive status quo in California, if you want to turn things around, you know, you can invest your time and money in top of the ticket races, as I just pointed out, and you're going to lose. You're not going to get anywhere. But Prop 36, which was undoing a previous initiative, which had taken away felony punishment for shoplifting at a certain level, reinstated the felony punishment, it not only passed, John, with almost 70% of the vote, John, it passed in every single of California's 58 counties. This doesn't happen too often, but it was just a slam dunk, if you will. That sends an important message, I think. The powers that be in Sacramento, the governor of the legislature, did not want Prop 36 to pass. They tried their best to undermine the measure, but here you had voters going around the legislature. So if I'm looking for ways to kind of change what goes on in Sacramento or threaten Sacramento not doing things, John, I would adopt the Prop 36 model and go straight to the ballot in initiative form.
Why does Bill Whelan sit in the best box seat in the theater of America? Because California has a governor who has ambitions. Let's first establish what the parameters are. Gavin Newsom is very well known across the country. Gavin Newsom is in his second term. I believe you've kept me informed that there's a two-term limit in California. So right. I combine this with your predictions of the future, either of California, Gavin Newsom, or the United States. What is the prospect of Newsom for the next 2 years and the next 4 years?
Well, I think for the next 4 years, John, he certainly wants to run in 2028. Now, if it happens or not, I don't know. But the timing works out perfectly because he would leave office in January 2027 and go head straight to the primary states if he wanted to. So it couldn't be easier in that regard. But before he runs for president, John, he has to take a look at the state of his state right now. And it's not a good state. And here's what I'd point out to people fascinated by the idea of a Newsom presidential run. When Kamala Harris first jumped in the race in 2024, John, I thought, oh boy, California is going to really be on display because she is from California. Well, it wasn't so much, John, in part because while Kamala is a Californian, she lives in Los Angeles, she wasn't really that tied to things as they are right now because she's been out of the Senate. She left the Senate in 2020 to become vice president. Unlike Gavin Newsom, who's here every day running the show in theory, she doesn't quite own California. If Newsom runs for president, John, he owns California, and it'll be on display in a large way. So this gets back to the question of what he does with his last 2 years in office. Does he really focus on trying to clean up his vulnerabilities, which primarily right now is homelessness, or is he just focused on national politics and Donald Trump? And, you know, we probably won't know until next month or February, whenever he decides to do his state of the state, what his approach is going to be.
What are you watching for from him, Bill? What would tell you he's running or not running?
Very simply what he says in that speech. He has done state of the states, John, where he is focused entirely on national politics and being head of the resistance and Trump-proofing California. Conversely, he has done state of the states that focus on just homelessness or one topic. If he's California-centric on his speech, John, and not going national, that tells me he's actually paying attention to here.
Is he a man who would pick a fight?
That's been his MO for several years now. He has picked fights with whom? He's picked fights with Trump. He's picked fights with Ron DeSantis. He has picked fights with Fox News and conservative media. He has picked a fight with Elon Musk, which we talked about on our last show, I believe. He thrives on having foils, which give him attention, which drive him up in social media, which show to Democrats that he's scrappy. He's a fighter. That would be part of his appeal as a Democrat if he runs in 2028, and that he's the non-Kamala. He's not afraid of going to media. He's more eloquent than Kamala is, so he'd be an antidote in that regard. But the problem again, John, is, well, a bit of it's with his appearance and how he comes across. But right. Secondly, he just represents a state, I think, that is very, if the idea that Democrats are out of touch with the middle class, that they're too woke, they're too coastal, they have a values problem, boy, representing California is not necessarily the best way to go.
Bill Whelan, Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.